Jimmy Nelson and the Brewers face the Reds and Bronson Arroyo in his first start for Cincy at home since 2013. We'll pick it up in the third with the game tied at one.
The pitch. Hit hard, past the diving Peraza, and that's a base hit. And a two-out RBI for Eric Thames, and the Brewers have taken a 2-1 lead. One ball and no strikes. Braun, that patented windmill of the bat, and he hammers this baby high and deep to left field, and it is a 4-1 Brewer lead. Home run into the seats. Braun, his third home run of the year.
And here is a very high drive into right center field. Hamilton at the wall, and it's gone. Number two for Thames, and a 5-1 lead now in favor of Milwaukee. Swing and a miss. Inning over.
Nelson gave up a single run back in the first inning, and the Reds had to manufacture that one. He has not given up much since then. No more runs. Swing and a miss. He threw that one right by Suarez, up and away. One down.
Nelson was done after seven. He allows just the one run with five strikeouts, and he picks up his first win of 2017. Milwaukee wins it 5-1. Meanwhile, Bronson Arroyo gets tagged for the five runs over six. He's 0-2. Arroyo was making his first start at home as a Red since back in 2013, but things did not go as he had planned.
I definitely felt a little bit stronger today. Got deeper in the ball game. I mean, I was happy with that, but I'm missing a little bit of velo, and I'm missing a little bit of crispness sometimes on some of the pitches, which is, I'm competing and I'm throwing strikes and I'm in the counts, but I'm having a little bit harder time putting guys away, and hopefully that'll come with a little bit more strength. But there's no guarantee of that. I mean, I'm just going to run out there and give it everything I got, and hopefully it gets a little bit, tighter and a little crisper, start feeling a little bit better to be able to put some guys away kind of in those at-bats when some of the big guys up like Braun, and you've given up a couple hits and you got to, shut down an inning. If you're going to give up four in an inning like I have the last couple times, it's going to be tough to compete.
For those of us who've never played in the majors, it's pretty hard to get here and to be away from it for almost 3 years and back. This is kind of a work in progress for you still, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it helps if the team is playing well and a lot of the young guys are looking fantastic, getting off to a good start. It helps the kind of the morale of the team, and, you can take a little bit of a blow like this tonight and kind of hopefully bounce back tomorrow. But, I've been away from the game for 3 years, and it's definitely not easy. It's not easy when I was 25, It's you go through patches. I can remember plenty of times being 3-5 with a 5 ERA to start the season here and somehow fight my way back to having a pretty good year. So, I'm hoping my body will respond in that same way, but there's just no guarantee. I'm kind of in uncharted territory, and we'll see what happens. You just go out there every fifth day and see if you can get it done.
Do you feel like your body is coming along, that you're getting stronger and you're getting more accurate and more precise with your pitches?
Yeah, I definitely felt better today than I did in St. Louis, 100%. I had more left in the tank after the same amount of pitches. I knew I could probably get deeper in the ball game, but, I've given a lot of homers in my career. I mean, I've been a fly ball guy for a long time, but, when I used to be able to reach back and get 88 to 90 and kind of have a little bit crisper breaking ball, you can get out of some of these hairy jams. But right now, throwing 83, 85, 86, it makes it a little bit harder to put guys away, and you got to be a little bit more creative, and your command's got to be that much better. So, it's not easy, and it ain't going to get any easier on me. It's all we can do is grind and see what happens.
The Reds will try to even up this four-game series on Friday at Great American Ballpark. Scott Feldman gets the start for Cincy.